Welcome, everybody. Trebuchet here. We normally have a fun podcast here, and we're going to talk about some pro wrestling and how raw it is. I'm alongside Chad Showtime Schultz, your champion Cody Goads, also Mojo Rawley, and we have a somber feel to the show here this evening. A lot has happened since we've been on the air last. The top guy, Roman Reigns, relinquished the Universal Championship because he has leukemia, and it is hit home so hard that, like, I cried when I watched it. It hit home, and I was just all like, they were riding him so hard, and for him to have been putting up with this for that long, and for it to come back and just snatch him at when he's at his top is just heartbreaking.
It feels like the heaviest thing to happen in wrestling since the Benoit thing.
I can't remember
even when, I think I said this to you the other night, was even when Bryan retired and you know, Edge retired, those were really sad moments. People were emotional. But it was one of those, hey, I'm stopping wrestling because it's not safe and I'm continuing my life. I have a life to live. You know, I've had a good career. It's time to move on. Mm-hmm. Roman Reigns got in the ring and said, I have to stop because there's a good chance I'm dying.
Right.
And that's a whole other animal. And it was not easy to watch. It was
a struggle.
You could tell he was having trouble. You could tell there's one spot where you could see a little tear roll down his cheek. Yep. Like it was. Yeah, I had heard he was hurt.
That's what the rumor was.
We were talking about the kind of the fate of Crown Jewel, which I think we'll probably get into a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
But they were saying that, you know, Bryan and Cena didn't want to wrestle and that Roman was hurt, so it was going to kind of be danger for the show. And they didn't say how Roman was hurt.
Yeah.
They didn't even say whether he was going to have to give the title. They just had said Roman is injured in some way. Mm-hmm. When I saw Roman come to the ring, I mean, backstory. I slept through Raw. I went to bed.
Yeah.
I woke up to have like a wrestling chat group, and I think Ryan said like, "Hey, have you guys seen Raw?" Mm-hmm. And we're like, "No." He's like, "Well, you guys need to see it now. Like, don't wait."
Yeah.
Don't wait.
I binge watched because I'm SmackDown 1000. I binge watched that, and then this Raw immediately afterwards.
Because did you watch? You were watching the Raw before SmackDown 1000 itself.
Yeah,
you were like, I was so far behind.
And I just binge watched.
What's going on?
Local comic in front of the show, Mike Logan, was all like, "Did you hear about Roman Reigns?" I was like, "No." Well, he's like, "Well, you need to like watch this now and then get back to me," and I did. And
yeah, so he was.
I was a drunk blubbering bitch. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry about the text, Mike.
You were in a tizzy, and then I was all like, "Well, I don't want to get spoiled. I'll let you catch up all night, and then we'll watch the next. We'll watch Raw like in the following morning or whatever." And then I guess I was just like looking at the news, and it was on the news.
I just watched it. How do you feel about it?
It was very moving to hear the whole speech and everything, and I think they presented it pretty well. They didn't, you know, it's a serious thing for sure. I didn't cry during it, but then what Mo told me made me want to cry, but when the kid saw it...
Let's go into that. How did your whole experience?
Your son's a big Roman Reigns fan, right?
Roman Reigns, huge. Wrestler. You follow me on Instagram. There's a video when we went to Raw back in June. I was taking video with my phone, and Roman was coming out, and I go over to my son, and he's just freaking out.
I remember that he had this look of he was jumping. Well, he was bouncing.
Yeah, he was literally airborne.
He was so and
doing the fist thing.
My son Jameson, also, you know, Lil Mojo.
I like it.
He just lives and breathes Roman Reigns. Like, he comes to my house, he sits there. I got the TV on WWE Network. That's on. Then he's on my iPad watching WWE videos on YouTube.
Double screen.
Man, if I grew up in this era, I would have so much wrestling on. He's living the life right now. That's cool.
He loves wrestling. He's, you know, Roman Reigns freak, but he's 8 years old, so these guys are larger than life. Like, we are adults, and we look at it...
Legally, yes. I mean,
by the strictest legal definition.
Right. We look at it through a different lens than
he does. How old were you when you started watching wrestling?
What? I was probably about his age.
Me too.
I was 10.
Me too. Yeah, I was about 8.
I mean, I'm 39. So, you know, it was Hulk Hogan, Macho Man.
Yeah,
you
know, sure.
I remember a little bit of Andre the Giant, but Ultimate Warrior was my guy back in the day. But, I mean, these guys, these are literal, like, to my son, Roman Reigns is a superhero.
Absolutely.
And, like, he was talking about being him for Halloween, and now he's not sure what to do. But I picked him up on Tuesday from school, and first thing out of his mouth, he had no idea what happened to Roman Reigns. No idea what was going on. And he says, Dad, when we get home, can we watch Network? I want to watch Raw. I want to watch Roman Reigns matches. I'm like, yes, buddy, we can do that. I'm like, but I got to tell you about Roman Reigns. And by this point, I had my 10-year-old daughter, and then my daughter, who, yes, as of Sunday, I will officially be a daughter of a teenager, or a father of a teenage daughter.
Thoughts and words.
But by this point, they're in the car, and I go, hey, bud, Roman Reigns had to relinquish the title. I had to give up the title because he has leukemia. And he got real quiet. And I'm like, okay. So I'm driving along and I look in the back seat and he's got his head just up against the back of the seat. And it's like he's thinking. I'm like, buddy, what's up? He goes, Dad, what's leukemia? I'm like, well, buddy, that's a form of cancer. And this past May, it was 4 years ago, that my grandmother, so his great-grandmother, had died of cancer. So right away he goes, but Dad, great-grandma died of cancer. So does that mean that Roman Reigns is going to die? And, oh, I'm like, okay, I got to keep it together. I'm driving here. I'm like, okay, that took me right back to being an 8-year-old kid. Like, okay. This is like a superhero. This is like his Superman dying.
Yeah. This is like Sting getting like leukemia back in the day. Right. Like
exactly. And I'm like, well, buddy. And I just had to remind him, like, everybody eventually dies. It's gonna be okay. Like, he had it. He was diagnosed 11 years ago. And he, you know, they did the treatments and he put it into remission. I'm like, that very well could happen now, but we don't know. This is one of those things where this is bigger than a torn ACL or a broken leg or anything. This is really important. And I told him he's going to go home, and he's going to focus on his family, and he's going to get the treatments, do whatever he can, and hopefully he'll be back. And he's like, okay, I hope he comes back, Dad. I'm like, well, I do too. He goes, but now I'm going to watch Roman Reigns all the time.
That's great. I'm like, three claps for your son. 1, 2, 3. That's awesome. That is awesome. Did you guys see when Roman went back to gorilla position?
Yeah, there was the video of basically him. You know, so when he came out, I expected he came out not in his gear. I thought, oh, he's gonna come out and say he did something to his knee or his arm or concussion.
Right.
I was not expecting to hear I have leukemia. That was,
right.
I figured he was going to drop the title due to an injury reason. And it definitely had some weight to it. It definitely was hard to watch, you know, the crowd shots, you know, you could tell people getting very caught up. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw that WWE posted that video of him going back in gorilla, and where I really lost it was when Triple H gave him a hug, and you could tell Triple H didn't hug him like,
hey, buddy.
My friend is having a heart. He hugged him like, my son is just said he might be dead. Like, it was to see Triple H hang his head that way.
That's what sold it. I've
literally
been hugging everybody I've seen since I've seen this. I'm not even kidding. I've just been like, I need a hug. If you're a wrestling fan and you know me, I'm gonna give you a big hug. That's just what I've been doing because that's how I handle things. But unfortunately, the top guy is out.
Yeah.
And they gotta do a ton to replace him.
It sounds like they've known. Very few people knew.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Vince knew. Kevin Dunn, like the main director, Vince's right hand man.
Yeah,
Triple H.
Triple H knew. The two, like the writers for Raw knew. And
Seth and Dean did.
Seth and Dean, apparently, what I was reading, they didn't know.
That's crazy. Especially the way Raw ended, which we will get into, but holy shnikes.
It sounds like Roman, Seth and Dean sound like they knew Roman was going to drop the title. Okay. They didn't know why.
Okay.
It sounds like people were aware Roman was hurt and he was going to drop the title. That was pretty well accepted. No one knew he was sick. They said that they think Michael Cole knew he was going to drop the title, but again, didn't know why. I think those reactions of people backstage were pretty genuine. They pulled Roman Reigns off the live events for the weekend. What had happened was Thursday or Friday. It says here Tuesday was the 23rd, Monday would have been 22nd. First, so it would have been Thursday last week. I think it said October 18th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is Vince and Roman had a meeting, and they pulled them off the schedule. And I think that's when Vince alerted the people on need to know basis is that all right, things have to change now because for better or worse, they were really putting all their eggs in the Roman Reigns basket. Oh, yeah. And I was reading that if everything went perfectly for Roman, he's out for at least a year. Yeah. Everything goes exactly the way you want it to,
he's gone. That's a relative term.
I'd be shocked if he came back in a year. I'd be like, holy recovery. A year is
the very fastest he could come back.
Right. I mean, I'd imagine he's got to go, like, chemo.
Yeah, no, he's got, and especially, I mean, from what I understand of cancer, of leukemia specifically, is to beat it once is a big deal. Usually when it comes back, people don't usually beat that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We know the big dog's a fighter, and we are definitely have you in our thoughts, for sure. And get well soon from the Undisputed Podcast of the World. It's in our official statement right there, officially. So I thought we were going to talk about SmackDown 1000.
Yeah, it doesn't even...
But it's just, and I mentioned this earlier, but let's say things go as planned, or even if it's a year and a half or 2 years.
Sure.
Like, I'm just remembering when Triple H came back. Well, I'll just start. Like, he's always been booed. Roman's always been booed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, ultimately, a huge section of the crowd loved Roman Reigns. I mean, the guy can go in the ring. He's put on incredible matches, no matter what anybody says.
The first Royal Rumble he won, he was over. People were cheering him. He has fans.
Oh, yeah. But then, Vince did to him like they did to John Cena. Like, John Cena was shoved down our throats.
And I think that's...
Roman was shoved down our throats. But then, to see the tide turn while he's talking, to go from kind of cheering but kind of booing to total...
It was strange because he got boos coming out like he normally does, you know, some cheers, mostly boos. Right. And as the speech went on,
right,
the crowd
first they got quiet. I remember because there's like still two guys yelling what, and I was like, will someone please hit those guys over the head? Someone please knock those guys the fuck out.
I hope that those guys just weren't listening to him because you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like, people get caught up when you're at Raw. You get caught up and you're just all like, I'm not listening to a word this guy said. I'm gonna say what no matter what.
Yeah,
I think at this point we can now say that Roman is officially over.
Oh, Roman's over.
You know, if Roman were to come back at any point.
I just remember when Triple H came back from his first quad tear at Madison Square Garden. I remember that was appointment watching. I knew he was coming back. I sat there in front of the TV. I went nuts when he came back, and the Madison Square Garden crowd went nuts.
Yeah, it was a good Raw.
It was
going to
be
10 times
as big.
Well, do you remember
Roman when he comes?
Do you remember
back?
When John Cena came back at the Royal Rumble?
Yes,
he was supposed to be out like four or six months.
That was at the Garden too.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like 4 or 6 more months. Like they had said Cena was going to be out much longer, and when he came back at 30. They hit the music and he's sitting there like he's got the hat on, he's got his head kind of hung.
It was only like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, John Cena's got like superhuman, you know, healing abilities. Like, that guy heals from injuries so much faster than people should. But I remember that pop that he got. Like, people didn't like Cena at the time. Cena was still, they were really starting to be tired of him. I think the magic was starting to wear off.
Right.
But that night, just that surprise of John Cena, and I think this is going to be 10 times that. Yeah. Like,
it doesn't matter where it happens.
It does not matter.
Nope.
But man, just
it's
heavy. And then, let's just get into it. Like, the main event. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the show must go on. Dean Ambrose thinks so. Seth Rollins thinks so. And we got one hell of a feud brewing here, guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman. Right. And I'm talking about Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins.
And we were watching that match before we came on to the podcast here, and that was probably the one of the matches of the year as far as tag team matches go. Like, there was so many false finishes and just so much going on. And
that crowd's reaction was so freaking just on point.
That has...
That whole... just turning thing, like, they were just, like, the one kid was like, why, Dean, why? Yeah, and, like, I was just, like, that's the way I felt. Why? Yeah. Like, not, I mean, why today?
The crowd shots of people reacting, that Raw had to have been emotionally exhausting to be, to be there in that building.
If you're a 10-year-old kid at that Raw...
You're traumatized.
Yeah. Like you is wrestling real or fake? You don't know. Oh, yeah. You don't know. It's probably
The Shield disintegrated in one night. Like,
we knew there was an eventual Dean Ambrose.
Dean was going to do something. I don't think so. Roman releases the title, says he has leukemia. Dean and Seth go on to win the tag team titles. No one thought he was going to turn then.
No.
Yeah, they're like,
easily one of the biggest swerves in the past few years, probably maybe ever.
And like you were saying, to walk through the crowd after doing
that. Yeah, Dean Ambrose wins the title.
He
takes off the vest and is walking up the stairs in the audience.
Yeah. No, he exited Shield way. Like, and I think that's the final curtain call on the Shield. You know what I mean?
Could be.
That may be the last time we see any of these guys go through the crowd like that.
They better have a good plan, and they better make this good, because I think I read something like on Facebook that kind of echoed what I'm thinking. What they should have done, this should have been a feel-good moment, my personal opinion, and a few others, should have been a feel-good moment of the Shield winning the titles.
We got that.
Going a month or so with the titles, losing them at, I don't know, Survivor Series. And then Monday Night Raw after Survivor Series, that's when Dean should have turned on Seth.
I don't think we're talking about the main event if it's get the tag title in like that. I don't think we get that.
Right, but I... Not as much.
No, it's not nearly as important.
But I do think that Triple H and Vince are...
Genius.
So they've got something going on.
They caught me off guard.
I believe that they wanted to. I think that it was going to be one of those.
It was a shock and awe.
It was going to be one of the. It was going to be the speech after JFK. We're sad he's gone, but we're going to move on.
Yeah.
They did. They go. We have to get started now.
Yeah, you have to do something that's very...
We can't wait a month to mourn. We have to immediately get something started. And nothing... I don't think anything could have got people talking. The fact that we're even discussing the main event of that Raw, considering how it opens, is a testament to that. Not only what happened, but how it happened.
Right.
The way the segment went down was perfect.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. This was like the best written Raw I've seen in all year. Easily.
Yeah, they haven't been great.
Oh my God, moment of the year. Gotta go to Dean turning on Seth. Just give him the slammy. Sure. Give him all the slammies. Why not? Who cares? But this does open up a top spot on the WWE. JR is pushing Drew McIntyre pretty hard.
I think it opens up several.
Who do you guys think that?
I think it opens up several spots, because you've got so what I'm reading is that it sounds like the plan forward is going to be Braun Drew.
Yeah, they're pushing that
Universal title picture. Yep. So what they're doing is they're targeting Braun was being like heel babyface. He's kind of in the middle there. Mm-hmm. I think they really wanted Monster Braun back, which I'm all for. I think smiling babyface Braun is a bad idea. But I think they're going to turn Braun more babyface. They're going to have Drew face him for the title. But then you've got, that means that Roman wasn't just filling one spot. Roman was filling a lot of spots.
Roman filled anything.
Putting any opportunity he was getting. So I don't think they're going to be behind anybody like that. So I think that several people are going to get spots on this. I think Seth and Dean is going to be the blood feud. I don't think they're going to be... Yep. I don't think either of them are going to be in the title picture for a while.
I think that this is great news for the A-Train. Because I think the Glorious One is going to finally get that push. Because they need a heel yesterday.
If we don't get Bobby Roode as an upper mid-card heel... We're never going to get him.
I know. Yeah. If it's
There is a spot for Bobby Roode to really make some headway. I don't think Bobby Roode is going to jump right to the title picture, but I think he should be featured prominently. I think he needs to turn heel. I think he needs to put on the suit. I think he needs to...
Go corporate?
I think he needs to be Robert Roode.
I'd like that. I'd watch the fuck out of that. You know what I mean?
I think that, like I said, if Bobby Roode does not get a decent push out of this. If he doesn't fill a spot, he's never going to. Yeah. I think Finn Balor...
He'll be nothing more than a tag team wrestler if that's what happens.
Yeah, I think Finn Balor is going to get a good rub out of this.
I think so, too.
I don't know if he's ever going to be... I don't know if he's going to be a few matches heavily as a champ, but I think that we need over baby faces right now.
Yep. Yeah.
Seth is going to be the ultimate babyface here. Seth and Finn are really the two... most over baby faces that can work.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a guy that can work a 30-minute match as a good guy, you've got Seth and you've got Finn. Who else do you have?
What do you think they're going to do with Dolph?
He's getting lost in the crosshair here. I think Dolph is going to be the springboard for Drew.
You think they're going to feed Dolph to Drew?
I think they're going to feed Dolph to Drew. I think what's going to happen is I think Braun is going to beat Brock at Crown Jewel. Assuming that happens again, there's more to cover there. I think Braun is going to beat Brock. I think that Drew... is going to end up feuding with Braun and probably Dolph at the same time. I think Dolph is going to be the thing to springboard Drew into the title picture. And then depending if they want Drew as a heel, which I think they will, Dolph... I don't know who turns on who there. That's an interesting proposition because they're both really...
Well, I think...
heels.
Drew is going to destroy Dolph at some point.
No, he will for sure. Yeah. The question is how do you get Drew over as the heel?
Right.
Does he turn on Dolph or does Dolph turn on him? Because I don't really know how
I think,
you
I think he point, should turn he, on Dolph. I wasn't thinking that at first. But now I don't think it's important
who turns on
him. It might not be.
It's not.
It might not be.
Either way, Dolph's going to get fed to Drew. Drew's going to get put over because... he's the chosen one. We've said it for the longest time, and now he's back, and he's everything that Vince wants in a pro wrestler. He's got the size, he's got the look. I personally don't think he can talk worth a shit, but that's neither here nor there. And I hate his finishing moves.
He's got a distinctly...
I think the Claymore is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's a hot take.
That is
a hot take.
He needs.
He did it because he couldn't freaking get his leg up there for the boo. I don't like it at all.
I love that story.
But I don't like Daniel Bryan's running knee either.
You don't like running knees.
I don't like it. It never looks right.
I think that the Claymore would be a good like secondary finisher, like a signature setup. I don't know. I think that Drew is really big. I think they could give him a power move.
Yep.
Drew's a big guy.
He's like six five. I like the Future Shock DDT. I thought that move was awesome.
That's basically what it's Dean's doing now. Honestly, I liked... Do you guys remember when Dean... Dirty Deeds wasn't always a double arm DDT. Who else did that move? You know what I'm talking about. It's almost like a reverse DDT is what Sting does. It's almost like he gets you in a headlock and then kind of just drops you face first.
Like an impaler?
It's literally like a headlock. He's got you behind him.
Like a bulldog?
Yeah.
Kind of like that, except it's like he just drops you.
Kind of like a front Russian leg sweep, kind of, but.
Yeah, okay. Sort of like that.
I don't know. I don't.
There was a wrestler that used
to. I'd have to see
almost
it.
Almost like a mic check. The Miz's move, kind of, except for he doesn't put his hands up.
Rather than go for full Nelson, it's a headlock.
Right.
But yeah, no, I really like that move for Dean. I think that's really like it's a really good looking move.
I just think a big guy like Dolph should
now he does really well.
Sure, he does.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's fine. I just think a big guy like Dolph should be picking somebody up and slamming them. They should be showing his size.
Drew, you mean?
So one move I feel like is I don't know why no one seems to do it. It's in the wrestling games. I usually pick it is the backslide driver. You essentially do like a backslide, but rather than try to get them in a pin position, you just gotta slam them.
Yeah,
I think that his height lends itself to like that kind of. It's big and impactful.
I'd give him Bully Ray Dudley's full Nelson slam.
Yeah.
No, the bubble bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. Give him the bubble bomb or give him the full Nelson slam. Slam him sideways. You know what I mean? Just something like that. He's big enough. Show his power off. The Claymore's stupid. Yeah. Just like, oh, he fell and now he won. What the hell? Like, I hate it.
Especially because Brian's still doing the running knee. Like, it's essentially the same move.
Yeah.
One of them's a running knee. One's more like a running kick.
Yep.
But it doesn't, I don't know.
You can't, did you tell the difference? I couldn't tell the difference.
I usually can. But careful.
I didn't say a word.
I think Andrew's going to get thrown up. Elias turning face, basically.
Elias did not insult the people this time around.
Nope, and he beat the shit out of Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
I think they're going to set Elias up for... I don't think he's going to go right to the main event or even the mid card, but I think they're going to start laying the seeds for...
Lashley lost to Balor this Monday.
Yeah. I think Lashley is going to be in line for a top heel spot.
Lashley's,
it's also worth noting, Owens is out for a while. He's going to be out for like 6 to 8 months.
I've heard that.
Which means that Owens was kind of in line for a top heel spot.
Yeah.
Owens is going too.
The only thing I hope... that comes out of this is that AJ Styles becomes the guy.
Yeah.
Because he has...
You can't deny it. Like, AJ Styles is the strongest booked person on the roster currently.
He's second to
Roman by a lot, but if Roman isn't around, AJ...
You got AJ, who? Daniel Bryan feuding now. That is what they are putting a lot of stock in that right now as what, you know, the match that you want to see.
I'm also thinking that we may have a draft sooner rather than later.
We'll see.
They may.
It kind of was like an impromptu superstar shakeup, or going to be.
Yeah.
They kind of. I don't. Yeah.
They. I think that they're gonna want to make some roster adjustments.
Right. Well, they got the Miz over on SmackDown 2 in that feud too. He said he's got next, and nobody likes that more than me because I think that's gonna be great. Really... If I want the Miz to get another shot at the top title, he's good enough. We were talking about this the other day. Miz is the best talker in the business right now.
Yep.
Miz is Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
B-list movies, best talker. The only thing he didn't do on Miz TV was freaking hit him with a coconut. That was the only difference between him and Piper.
It's weird to think about because I don't hear that comparison very often, but that I can't argue with it.
It's great.
It's correct.
The only difference is Miz won the title.
Yeah, that's fair.
The only difference.
Honestly, Miz is WWE. I want Miz to get another WWE title run. I feel like the one he had was pretty poor.
It was just terrible because he got hurt.
I think it was terrible because
he got hurt at Mania.
He wasn't good at the time. The Miz,
has he improved? Yes, I beg to differ. He was good.
I think the Miz,
he was good enough.
The
to be
Miz
there.
Was a C-minus wrestler when he won the title. Mm-hmm. Not the worst WWE champion they've ever had, but he was far from good. His mic skills were still fine. Mm-hmm. Not nearly what they are now. They were still fine. In the ring, he was not very good.
I'd argue that Cena was not pulling his weight in that particular...
No, he was. He wasn't.
Yeah. All right, just...
Cena got where he is based on personality.
Cena, it's like what I said, Cena is the guy... Whatever you're putting in the match, he'll match.
Yeah.
Cena is not carrying anyone.
No. That plays up to his competition.
And so I think that The Miz couldn't go super well at the time, and I think Cena goes, oh, if The Miz can't go, I can't go. Which I think is shitty.
That's shitty, especially at WrestleMania.
I agree wholeheartedly.
You're the main event. You're the guy.
They needed the rock.
Set the example.
Who's a more improved wrestler? So you take a guy who started in the company, whatever he was on day one.
Mm-hmm.
Who is more improved than The Miz over time? Like, there are guys that have left and come back way better, but the whole time he's been in the company the whole time. Oh, yeah. Probably one of the longest tenured.
Carmella to him.
One of the longest tenured wrestlers. Carmella is very improved.
Yeah. Right. Who else? Alexa Bliss. She's gotten a lot better.
Yep.
There's room for improvement. Charlotte got better. Like, she was good when she started. She's a superstar.
It was bred into her in the first place.
I would believe Charlotte could be your Intercontinental Champion. I would totally believe that.
Pull a China move?
Yeah. Like, top spot. Give her a run up Universal Championship. Why not?
I don't want that. I don't
want that at all. Come on.
So I think that like brings us to Women's Evolution this Sunday.
I want to see Charlotte versus Becky. That's what I want to see.
Oh yeah.
Is there anything else you want to see on that card?
Liv Morgan. But not in the spot. Not in the, not the spot on the card that she.
Not the.
I want to see her in my bedroom. Oh, sure. Hey now. Send your hate mail to at Trebuchet. LOL.
I'm typing it right now.
Yep. Go ahead.
Dear Faf.
that card has not shaped well.
I hate the Battle Royal. Alexa, I hate the Battle Royal.
Alexa may not be able to wrestle.
Okay.
Alexa. Alexa was hurt for a minute.
Concussion protocol.
She got got hurt again this past weekend.
Yeah.
She got hurt again. She got concussion potentially. So they pulled her off of Raw. Yesterday she posted fingers crossed emojis, so I'm imagining that meant she was getting checked out. Okay. They're still advertising the match, but like for better or worse, they were putting a lot of stock in that Alexa, Mickey, Trish, Lita match.
Yep.
And now if Alexa can't go, she's the only...
She was the only part of that.
Future star in the match.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Mickey can still go. Okay, she's still on the active roster, but she's not...
becomes a 38-year-old plus match.
I don't think Mickey's going to be winning the title anytime soon. I don't think ever again. So if you,
she's enhancement talent.
Yeah, I know. Mickey's there because she's a veteran.
That's unfortunate. The girls Mickey rub. James is better than that.
She is.
Mickey James can still go in there.
I don't need to see her win titles. I think she's fine. I don't think
I want to see her fight Ronda Rousey more than I want to see Nikki Bella fight Ronda Rousey. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, well, I mean, I literally pick another woman on the roster other than Brie Bella. Pick one.
Brie. Oh, damn it. Yeah, I thought you said Nikki. I was like, oh, I gotcha.
No,
I gotcha.
a Bella.
Tori Wilson.
She's not on the roster.
Well, she's in that Battle Royal.
I know, and we're mad about it.
I know.
Yeah, literally anyone else on the roster doesn't see Ronda fight.
That's fine. I'm like the Raw
Ember
roster.
Moon.
Sasha Banks.
I'd
rather see Ember Moon, but
yeah, I'll take Ember Moon.
Sasha Banks, Chad.
I take
you want to see Sasha Banks? You heard it here.
I'll take Sasha over Nikki Bella.
I heard it.
That's not document it. He wants to see Sasha Banks.
That's,
you heard
that's
him.
Just a
that's how
I want to know.
That is, I am saying Sasha Banks is better than Nikki Bella. And I don't think that should be misconstrued as a compliment, because it's not.
It's an acknowledgment of talent.
That's fair.
It's an acknowledgement that she's more talented than Nikki Bella. While like being the nicest guy in prison.
Lana and fighting Ronda.
I think that there's this. I think Ronda could gain a rub by just ripping Lana's head off. I think that would happen. I think put Lana in the ring with Ronda. Ronda murders Lana, and she gets. It makes her look tough.
Make Lana beat Ronda?
That
ultimate heel run.
What if
Lana is the best? Lana number one.
Rusev will manage.
Yeah, Rusev will manage. It'll be fucking amazing.
I don't need this today. I don't need any of this.
So let's talk about the ratings real quick before we talk a little.
Oh, we can. Yeah.
Yeah, because. We have talked about some interesting things that have happened. We had SmackDown 1000. We've had the Raw of the year. And then there was another SmackDown after that. But
yeah.
So, 2 weeks ago, SmackDown finally won the match up between the two.
SmackDown had a better rating than Raw?
Yes. Wow. 2.545 million
was that,
SmackDown 1000.
That was 1,000.
Which isn't as high as I thought it would be.
Well, oh, so SmackDown 1000. So that skews it a little bit, because I imagine that's happened before with like a special SmackDown.
Exactly.
It's like a super show.
They outdid them. Raw almost 2.4. The SmackDown 1000 was actually only, had the same ratings pretty much as the Raw, where Roman Reigns resigns his title. Yeah. So... I thought it was going to be more, but most people didn't know it was going to happen.
The thing is that they didn't really advertise any kind of Roman Reigns announcement at all.
Exactly.
So I think that the ratings, those first hour ratings, probably not very good.
Yeah,
I would be interested to see DVRs and second and third hour ratings on Raw.
Yes.
Because, like, it's, yeah.
I watched it as soon as I found out.
Yeah, like, no, I feel like a lot of people.
I had it on my DVR, but I think a lot of people.
I think a lot of people are like, don't need to watch Raw, and then. there was a reason to watch Raw, but it had already started.
Yeah, we were clearly on the schnag here with Raw ratings.
I think what's going to be interesting. Do you have access to SmackDown's rating after that Raw?
Yeah, it was 2.0.
So it took
pretty low. We have to go back to the day before July 4th when everyone's getting hammered.
I would be I would be interested to see what next Monday's Raw looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet your ratings are going to be high.
A lot of things have happened. I think that
it'll be post Evolution as well. It'll be a lot.
Post Evolution, post Roman Reigns, post Dean Seth. I'll say this. If that Raw rating isn't up, I don't know what'll put it up.
If they cannot hit above three for that Raw,
I think Vince needs to be worried about those ratings.
Yeah.
Because literally, I don't think that nothing.
Can't do anything else.
This is organic.
Nothing
man made is ever going to surpass that.
Nope. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody's going to tune in to see what's going on with Dean.
I agree. Yeah. I think Raw will very easily break three. My thought is that if it does not, I think WWE has to take a real hard look after
Women's Evolution. Yeah.
It is the most unique situation ever. They're the major event the day before. But they're not going to address at all what happened on the previous Raw. That's the most of the most important parts of it. With Reigns and Dean.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, because none of it's completely relevant to Evolution. Mm-hmm. So I watched the entire Raw.
I did too. I watched the 3-hour version of it.
Yep. I don't think anything. I was not hyped about Evolution at all, and I mean, granted, there was a lot going on that overshadowed it. But they have not sold me on that pay-per-view.
SmackDown was supposed to.
I didn't see SmackDown at all, but they were like, it pretty much was just like a let's promote.
SmackDown had the Charlotte Becky conversation at the
Performance Center.
I think that served a couple of masters. You put over Charlotte Becky.
Yep.
You get those trainees, a little bit of TV time.
Bam.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care for the segment. I felt like none of the performers were an issue. I felt like the segment was really overproduced. Like, the acting wasn't great. Like, it seemed very unnatural, and the camera cuts were really funny. Mm-hmm. I don't mind the idea of it. I think, like, all the workers did their job, but I think they were really trying to make it something that wasn't.
It seemed very, like, something Impact would do.
It felt very... He just described something
that sounded like something Impact would do.
It felt like that.
Really good point. That is a perfect description. It felt very 2008 Impact Wrestling.
It did. Mm-hmm. It did. But, you know, it's... I don't like the idea of having your best talent in that battle royal. And I don't like the idea of having legends.
We discussed it pretty at length at this point.
We know where our stances are, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it during the actual pre-show.
Which
is this Sunday, by the way. That may be a
contentious pre-show. You're going to have to... Ma, would you bring more Krispy Kremes in his breakfast after all?
I've got my...
He won't be here until right after the show starts. But, we haven't had a show since SmackDown 1000, correct?
We have not.
We should talk about it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm just going out on the line right now. They planted the seeds. My prediction for WrestleMania, Triple H and Batista.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now.
Nope.
That would be great.
Very easily see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that. I like that way better than The Undertaker being at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I am not even kidding.
No, I've got no issue with Batista Triple H having a match at WrestleMania.
I liked that whole Evolution promo was fun.
And honestly, it was a very good promo. People have just shit on Batista for so long. I didn't see any of that.
Yeah.
The crowd cheered, and to see, I think Batista is legit. I think he's legit in his love for the business. Did you see how he got in the ring and was like,
I think that,
I don't know, he seemed not quite ready for what it was. He seemed like a little bit like, oh boy, here we go again. It's been a minute.
I
think Batista had a lot of political issues with Vince.
Yeah.
When he left last time, I think Batista wanted to do movies and work in WWE, and Vince wasn't having it. And Batista's like, "What the fuck? You let literally everyone else do it."
Yeah.
So I think Batista and Vince had heat.
I don't know if Batista can watch his mouth. He told Ric Flair to keep that thing in his pants. That was a different guy. On SmackDown. I could just hear people in the back going, "Oh my God!" We were not on the delay with that.
We're like, you should tell that to Randy Orton too.
I know. I'm like,
wait, you said it to Randy Orton?
Oh, no, we should have.
Oh, that'd have been out of pop.
He could have got a double pop.
You too.
Yeah, keep that in your pants, Rick, and like, hey. Randy, if any of the any of you know the administration comes up to you, definitely keep it in print.
But it was fun. Yeah. It was fun. I was. It's just a thing. People don't know what they have till it's gone. Right. They booed Batista, but they didn't expect him to fucking leave. Right. And then he left, and they're like, fucking buyer's remorse.
We're stuck
here with Roman Reigns, and now we're super high now he's gone, time. And we're like, fuck, we had a gem, and now it's buyer's remorse again.
Yep.
So, humanoids, maybe you should listen to me every once in a while and stop being such fucking humanoids and appreciate the wrestling for fucking what it is.
Trip, you know, sure, you know what's right with all the humanoids? They act like a bunch of humanoids.
They act like a bunch of humanoids, thank you! We gotta get some sort of repellent going here.
I think Batista might be back more than just a one-off too. They may have come to an agreement on him, doing movies and working. Sounds like Batista may have taken a hit to his movie career. Doesn't sound like he's going to be back doing Guardians.
Yeah, Guardians.
So Batista may be back more than just once. I wouldn't mind Batista having a mini run. I don't know. I want him back forever.
I like
forever.
Batista. Yeah.
I think he's...
Batista's still healthy enough and in shape enough to...
He's getting up there for sure.
I know he's getting up there.
He's in great shape. I will... As soon as I see him wrestle, I'll have a better opinion.
The last time he was in there, he was fine.
Sure. No, you're absolutely right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any evidence to prove otherwise. I'm starting to get a little worried about Chris Jericho in there. Chris Jericho, at one point, I was just like, oh, we've been touring for a little bit, haven't we, buddy?
Yeah, Jericho is living life. He's
Ric Flair of this generation.
Yeah, I've heard he's talking about going to Impact. I've heard talk Jericho.
Batista turns 50 in January, so...
Yeah,
that's fine. How long did Flair wrestle till? 60.
Way too long.
How long did Terry Funk wrestle? 60. How old was The Undertaker? 126.
53.
It's worth knowing Batista's in much better shape than The Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Batista has not been. Batista's old, but he hasn't been wrestling that long. I read somewhere that if you add up like all the time Batista wrestled, like is active, only like 5 years.
Yeah, it's not that long.
If you take off injuries and like just not wrestling, he has not wrestled that long.
Yeah, right. But he's fine. He wasn't gassed when he got to the ring like the Taker.
I've also heard rumors they're thinking Batista for Hall of Fame, top ballot Hall of Fame.
That'd be interesting. If he's done, I'm cool with that. Yep. I just don't like the fact that if you're in the Hall of Fame, as far as I'm concerned, you're done. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you don't need to be an active member of the roster if you're in the Hall of Fame.
I do not like that at all. It tarnishes the Hall of Fame, and the Hall of Fame is very special.
That said, Kurt Angle, who's...
That's a one-off, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Kurt Angle is in any title.
Yeah, Kurt Angle's on the roster. He's not even really wrestling.
I love
what they're
doing with Kurt Angle right now.
It's not like he's... When Kurt Angle's wrestling, it's an attraction.
That was the conquistador, okay? Yeah. Just get it right.
It was the conquistador. Then he came.
They're setting up for a Survivor Series match with him.
Yeah.
And he's wrestling at Crown Jewel because they don't have. I read somewhere that Saudi Arabia doesn't really have access to current product very often.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
They're watching several years old product. So a lot of the stuff they watch is 2000s to like. Mid 2010s at most.
So Super Show, is that what it is? Or no, Crown Jewel.
Crown Jewel.
Yeah. Do we have any word on whether or not it's happening?
At last I checked, Crown Jewel is happening. It seems very unlikely they'd call it off now.
Yeah, 11:43 a.m. ESPN. WWE going forward, Crown Jewel event, November 2nd. I haven't read the article yet.
They saw them.
Now's a good time.
But the thing is that event's kind of cursed. Like, you've lost Roman.
You think Cena or Daniel's going to go?
Cena has said he's not going. I don't see him backing down. Brian has said he's not going. He may back down. So, in the past, in these kind of situations... they've said, hey, this stuff is voluntary, but it's not really voluntary. It's like, hey, it's voluntary, like, overtime.
You're being voluntold to do it.
Yeah, like, they're going.
You can volunteer to do it, or you can volunteer to go home, you know?
Mm-hmm. So they had a... WWE had their third quarter earnings report conference call with their shareholders, mm-hmm. and they were... where it's all about the money, and they said that, we've operated in the Middle East... I'm like going to sum up the quote, because it's kind of long. I'm just going to like paraphrase it. We've been doing business in the Middle East for nearly 20 years. We have a dedicated fan base. We've considered the heinous crime that the government in Saudi Arabia probably did at Istanbul. But we're still going to do this thing in November 2nd because other U.S.-based companies are still doing business with Saudi Arabia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're kind of just covering their ass.
Well, it sounds like they, when press started too, Vince goes, we're not going to talk about it. Look at the shareholders. Shareholders kind of like, but Vince goes, we're not doing this.
They're
like,
not advertising it from Saudi Arabia.
No, I showed you a picture. The network schedule says Crown Jewel, the date, the time, from Noel.
From what?
N-U-L-L, comma, N-U-L-L.
Someone deleted the variable in the program.
They deleted the location.
Matt Hardy is in there somewhere. Yeah. Delete and shit. Yeah. Delete.
Google Maps, racing shit.
Literally, from the WWE Network.
I would not be surprised if they don't tell us where they're at.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
They're like, welcome to Crown Jewel, everybody, where we're going to get this match, and this match.
They were really...
I'm Michael Cole.
No, it wouldn't surprise me if they had already got it all planned out, where they're going to have the Arabic announced tables, going to have their feed, and they're going to have a whole different graphic set that they can show on the network into Saudi Arabia, so they're all bubbled into whatever. And,
probably.
Yeah.
Censorship at its worst, and I fucking hate it.
I
personally don't think they should be going.
I would
neither.
That's my personal opinion.
They should have
went to Full Sail University and done it there.
That was my opinion before that happened. I was like, this is bullshit. It's happening.
They were really sucking Saudi Arabia's dick at the last one. Mm-hmm. We're bringing about change.
That John Cena cut.
Oh yeah, I never linked somebody. It to the group thread, but I watched like this whole like John Oliver segment about the Saudi Arabia thing, and they mentioned like WWE in particular, and he's talking about how much they were sucking it. Yeah, like,
well, that first one, it's just funny because at the Greatest Royal Rumble, they were really you just dick riding Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. and I think at this one, they may not even then mention where they are.
I know, such a 180, but I mean.
Yeah, it's but what I'm wondering is so.
Corey Graves will mention it.
Yeah, I'm sure Corey knows.
I'm like, how do you feel about it?
Do
you think they should go there?
I don't necessarily think they should.
Okay.
I also don't have.
I'm like, I understand why they're doing it.
I understand the money, but on the other hand, I think that doing it is going to have some media blowback, especially considering they just got picked up by Fox.
God forbid
something bad happens while they're there.
Well, you know,
that would be a media nightmare.
Yeah, no shit.
And that's the thing is I'm not convinced the talent feels safe going. I think Cena said, I'm not going. Mm-hmm. Bryan said, I'm not going. And I think those are the two guys that really could say that and really don't stand to lose much ground. Right. Bryan has said, if WWE fired me, I just go wrestle somewhere else. Like, Bryan doesn't have to wrestle in WWE. Right. He just wants to wrestle. Cena, they're not going to fight. Like, Cena could have sex with Stephanie McMahon in the middle of the ring, and he come back, Vince be like, good hustle, son. Like,
Think if Brock or Braun were to say they didn't want to go, if this would be in jeopardy, especially now?
Honestly, I think Brock's an interesting case. I would be shocked if UFC doesn't have something to say about
him
going.
That's what I know. The other thing, too, is
I think part of the reason Cena might not want to go is Cena's filming movies, and the insurance, when you film a movie...
Yeah, you're insured
individually. The film company puts out an insurance policy that you don't die or, like, snap and kill somebody. Like, basically, in no way can you not film the movie.
Yeah.
I think that whatever that insurance is probably does not cover John Cena going to the Middle East amidst all of this. I literally think there may be, like, whoever, I don't know what John Cena is filming right now, if anything, they might have gone, hey John, if you like, if you go do that, you're never gonna work in Hollywood again. Like, you're, if you fuck us over by going over there, your acting career's over, and Cena has put a lot of stock in that.
I think if this goes bad, if something bad were to happen, it would be just from a non-wrestling fans' perspective, would just, people would be looking at it like, what the fuck are they doing? Like,
yeah, why did you go in the first place?
Yeah. Why'd you go in the first place? You can tie that into, oh, your biggest star, and now she had leukemia, and then there's some people are beating each other up over it. Like, you know, if you don't know what's going on, you're like, all of a sudden, you're really confused.
This is the evil. But you're missing the point. They would fucking lean into that, though. Like the thing that disgusted the most about the WWE this week,
I didn't like it either,
was them showing that USA Today and ESPN was talking about Roman Reigns having leukemia, and they were flexing their muscle about this mainstream.
You see, it was on SmackDown.
So fucking ashamed to be a wrestling fan. Yeah, I'm like, fucking shame on you, Vince McMahon, for doing that.
On SmackDown, they were basically posting the headlines from They do that with other stuff. It makes sense. They picked up on this mainstream story. That's cool. It shows that we have mainstream appeal. I feel like the Roman Reigns thing was tactless at best. Yeah.
You should assume that news is going to get picked up. You should assume everyone already knows that news got picked up.
Yeah, and it doesn't. And you don't need, like, oh, it's such a big deal that the Universal Champion are linked to his title because he has fucking cancer. And we got to flex. Oh, hey, everybody. Did you know WWE has mainstream appeal?
Like, hey, look at my dick, everybody. Yeah. USA Today.
And then fucking Batista's like, put that shit in line.
side note. I watch a lot of like wrestling shoot interviews. Mm-hmm. One of the favorite questions is like, they ask wrestlers how big Batista's dick is a lot. Yeah, really. And I don't know how it got started. Every shoot interview that takes fan questions ever I've seen, someone goes, how big's Batista's dick? If you know how that got started, tweet me at Showtime Schultz. I need to know why that got started.
And he wants to know, how big is Batista's dick?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a part of the story, so.
Yeah, sure. Just
you want all the facts.
Just dotting my I's and checking my boxes.
Checking the D's, I got it.
But I found that to be pretty tasteless, and it's that thing where Vince is, oh, we're not wrestling, pal. We're entertainment, and that shows we have crossover appeal. It's not needed. I guess Vince wasn't even at Raw.
Oh really?
Vince was not there. Triple H was running the show. I guess Vince was on the phone like the entire time, like,
yeah,
micromanaging the
situation. Yeah,
but Vince wasn't there. I imagine Vince is traveling to Raw less and less.
He was busy on SmackDown 1000 doing a dance break. I guess like why I only like TV because of how much he hates True TV.
Truth TV is just
of Miss TV.
You don't like Carmella doing dance breaks?
I was gonna say my favorite part is Carmella looking extra fine because she's looking extra fine lately. But I don't like True TV.
She is looking extra fine.
He was making a joke out of everything that Miz has put his heart.
As soon as Vince came out, I'm like, wouldn't it be great if they got a dance party? And they did right after, and you were hating it.
You were yelling.
I want Truth TV to have a dance party with Little Jimmy.
Yeah.
You mean he wasn't out there already?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't see him.
Has anybody ever seen Little Jimmy?
I think so. R-Truth definitely.
Well, I know R-Truth does, but like, he's the only one who can see him as far as I know.
My favorite, I think he was like, petitioned to be GM or so. He's like, hashtag pardon Lil Jimmy. Like, he didn't know what he was doing. He just fell in with the wrong crowd. Like, I thought that I. R-Truth, it's no secret I don't like goofiness in my wrestling. R-Truth has always been about riding that line real well of like, he's almost starting to bother me, but he does it in such a way it doesn't.
Oh, whatever, Chad.
I was a big fan when he came out at the wrong times. He was like, oh, that's my bad. Y'all be good. And just walks back.
We're really good.
I agree, that was great.
I want a number one contenders match. I want to wrestle Carmella.
So are you guys more excited about Crown Jewel or Evolution?
Evolution.
I'm not excited about either. But either one. I feel like they're both going to be something I'm going to have to complain about a lot.
Very true.
We're going to watch them.
Very, very
true.
We're going to watch them.
Evolution is something I expected more out of. Crown Jewel. I'm not going to get, I feel
Crown
like.
Jewel's
Crown
Jewel is
something I don't want. Really.
Crown Jewel's on Friday.
Yeah, it's on a Friday. Two o'clock in the afternoon or something. Yeah, because they in Saudi Arabia they have Fridays and Saturdays off, and they work Sunday through Thursday.
Sure.
So That's going to be interesting. 5 days. We're going to have somebody with a 5-day reign, assuming you don't win it again. Hopefully, for the sake of this show.
We'll see.
I plan on winning the title, and I've got a little surprise for when I do.
Oh, okay. As someone who was originally the Divas expert on this show in season one.
Is it a new belt?
I should,
I didn't say anything about what it was.
Ding, ding, ding.
It might be a new belt.
I feel like it's a new belt now, but I'm happy for it.
It means you should probably throw it. I'm not bringing it until I win.
He's trying to lay down for
it. I had so much effort to go to retrieve it.
Yeah. You know that's all behind the paywall.
Yeah, that's all behind the paywall.
That's all behind half of it.
Oh, I want to know all of it as soon as we do final thought. So!
You can have it if...
We're right here. Okay, we're making pretty good here. Is there anything else we want to discuss? Guys, has anybody watched any other wrestling besides WWE recently?
Oh my gosh. While we're sitting here, I kind of checked out NXT. Oh my gosh, Trebuchet, you gotta catch up.
I'm working on it.
Fuck it. Fucking Johnny Wrestling.
And I think, you know how we've talked about in the past, like, and they've talked about in the past, like, main roster guys moving down to NXT?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna see that happening.
You think you see a guy come from the main roster to NXT?
Somebody who's been missing from Raw for a while.
Who do you think we're going to get?
I think Bray Wyatt's going to NXT. Nikki Cross.
Husky Harris is coming back.
Nikki Cross came out. If you're that far behind, it's kind of your fault.
I'm just...
I'm like, I don't know who any of these guys are. It doesn't matter to me.
William Regal came to the ring. Aleister Black came to the ring. Aleister Black's demanding to find out who attacked me. Then all these guys started coming out, you know, saying that, you know, talking about being the number one contender. Then Nikki Cross comes out and says he's coming, and that just...
No, I see. I think that's
either a... that or one of the new talents.
Do you not know who did it?
I know who did it.
Okay, yeah, I think she's just alluding that
that
Gargano's gonna come out and jump. Aleister Black, which he did.
No, I don't think that's... I think it's something
you
else.
You think something else?
I think it's... Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, Bray Wyatt has been missing. There's not really a spot on him for the roster.
Yeah,
main
roster.
I want that Nexus reunion, Chad.
I'll be honest.
Shut up. I will not shut up. I want it. I want it real bad.
Nexus.
You're either Nexus or against us. No, League
I'll
of Nations.
Be your end of days.
League of Nations reunion. Let's do it.
I didn't like that
first time.
Fucking Zeb.
I was a big fan of Zeb Coulter. I thought they should have taken that character way further than they did.
I
wanted Dutch Mantel Z Heiling. I wanted it.
Jesus.
Yep. You can tweet your hate at Showtime. I might get it this time.
I might get
the hate mail this time.
He's trying.
Fuck you. I think Aleister Black may be moving to the main roster here pretty quick.
Well, there's definitely some spots on the main roster that have opened up.
Sure.
Rey Mysterio's back, guys.
Rey Mysterio's back. He still can go.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that sliding splash thing.
No,
he does.
Yeah.
That's
like,
dope.
That up. Yeah. I'm like, did you see it, Chad? And you're like, no, then he did it.
Literally, I go, no, I don't know what he's talking about. And then, as he's doing it, I'm like, oh, that's fucking service right there.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you, Rey.
Rey looks great. He looks really good.
I think he's not wearing the knee braces anymore.
Well, he also lost probably like 50 pounds.
Sure, no, he is
he
much
trimmed
smaller.
Down. He has no, the body fat's gone.
He was really messing people with those knee braces. He busts people up all the time with them. Yeah. They think that had something to do with the guy that died wrestling him.
Yeah,
probably
but,
has something
to
do with
the
knee
brace. But we were talking about this when we were watching it too. Like nobody wears knee pads anymore.
No, the braces. No one's wearing knee braces anymore.
Like I think a lot of guys
are using those that tape Cesaro uses on his shoulder. That's getting pretty popular.
Yeah, I'm okay with it, except it takes away a little bit when you're trying to focus on an injury. Like, you know, guys used to tape their ribs up back in the day, and then you hit them in the ribs, and then you'd have that extra.
I mean,
we've seen
taped ribs,
well,
kind of recently.
Tommaso Ciampa, still, however you say his name.
He's the one guy I see wearing a knee brace.
But that usually comes into play.
And they use that to get heat. He's either taking off and hitting somebody with it, or they're shredding it all up to show their tears.
That's what I was saying about that. That's the only, because when Stone Cold Steve Austin used to wrestle, it was always focused on the knees. Yep. We all know Austin's got bad wheels. They're going to wrap those legs around the pole a couple dozen times.
Yep.
and he's going to be limping around that bitch until he Stone Cold stuns somebody, and then we're all going to go home happy. That's what's going to happen. Exactly. Money. Cut. Print. Mustache.
Blue jeans.
T-shirt. Not again. No, I'm not wearing a T-shirt right
eyebrows.
Mole. Party last night.
I wish we could see that. This is a fun game.
Yeah. It's more fun for me when I'm more inebriated. But it's,
I was
it's
saying
fun
everybody's
now.
Sober.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
right for the most part. I am.
Yeah. We should do something about that.
I think we are two final thoughts here, guys, after this heavy subject matter here. Go ahead. Showtime, final thoughts.
I'm really interested to see where WWE goes from here. I think this is probably the biggest shakeup in booking we've seen in a while.
Yep.
I think that things are going to be interesting. I think this is really WWE's opportunity to sink or swim. Yep. I also think, like I said earlier, if Raw doesn't pull at least a 3 this week, I think the ratings long-term are in a lot of trouble. If everything they've done in the past week, man-made and organic, it just can't get Raw to a 3, I don't know what will. On a different note, thoughts, prayers, Roman, his family. The topic of, you know, cancer and sickness is kind of heavy on my mind recently in personal stuff. So I can only imagine what the man's going through. It was really something, you know, like I said, to see him come out, and mm-hmm. it's one thing to say I can't wrestle anymore and my dream's over, you know, I did my career, I have to move on with my life. Something for him to say, you know, I'm dying, and that very well could be the case.
Right.
Well done. Yeah. Well said. Mustache, final thoughts.
I'm looking forward to Evolution and Breakfast. I am not looking forward too much to Crown Jewel, but we'll watch both of them. We'll be here. We'll cover it. I think WWE in general did a pretty good job with handling the Roman Reigns situation. They could have been way worse. As we've seen, you know, after people have died, they didn't do a really good job with it. This just went all right. Yeah. Roman, we're pulling for you. Hopefully you're back. Hopefully we get that return we're looking for.
Nice. Also well said. Final thought to Mo.
Yep, I'm looking forward to Evolution. I think they will pull a rabbit out of a hat. And I think it'll end up being a good show. Crown Jewel, it's going to have, you know, I'm looking forward to watching DX come out again. Of course, I'm always going to be looking
you
forward
would.
To that.
You would, I'm just kidding. That's fine.
That's about the only thing I'm looking forward to. That, and of course, you know, their whole entrance and everything. Pyro and everything in the ring. I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, Roman, prayer sent to you. I think you're a good dude, and I think that you are now finally over. You've been over with me for a long time, and obviously my son. So thoughts are with you. Good luck to you, brother.
Well done. Well done. That leaves me. And my final thoughts are, since Dean and Seth won the tag titles, I think Seth may be hurt and not able to defend them is the angle they're going with, because he got spiked on the concrete.
Yeah.
Please push the Authors of Pain.
Yes.
Make them
yes.
be your top tag team.
Agreed.
Make my dream come true. As far as Roman Reigns goes, my thoughts are with you, brother. Just don't give up. And everybody here at the Undisputed Podcast, present and unpresent, is rooting for you. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.